Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. Well, today I had some issues with Polythene. I had a Tim Buckley album, Star Sailor. I thought, oh, that's a nice challenging listen for a Saturday afternoon. And it was one I bought, it's in a Four Men with Beards reissue. And it was sort of sitting on the shelf, sort of winking at me. And I thought, I've got to bring that today. And I was taking the Polythene off it, and sort of busy getting that away from the cats, because cats and Polythene don't really mix. And in the sort of furore, I didn't bring it. So what I've got instead, I mean, not a lot of people know this about me, I do carry around an emergency Simon and Garfunkel record. I mean, it's only 7 inches in diameter, so it gets me out of a lot of holes. This is their single from 1970, from the Bridge Over Troubled Water album. This is quite a nice sort of battered copy. It's got a lot of establishment. It's got one of those holes punched in it, because I think it was probably from a bargain bin somewhere in Holland, I guess. It's on, yeah, or it might be America, I don't know. It's a Columbia label, so it's not CBS. This is it's an example of sampling. Simon and Garfunkel, I think, dropped some sticks on a floor and sort of made a loop of it and recorded a song about Cecilia. So, here's Cecilia. Cecilia, you're making my day, you're playing in mono daily. That was, mono version, I don't hear that very often, of Cecilia from, it was when they did singles in mono, which was good of them, really, because, stereo, I always think it gets lost. Simon and Garfunkel, 1970, beautiful it was too, replaced Tim Buckley, which will be coming to a radio near you very soon. The connection I've got is a wonderful It's a radio station called Radio Sea Dragon, right up my street, that. A show called Pangaea Exploration. Has anyone told them it's sort of broken up now? But I'd find the ex-members of Pangaea, couldn't they? And it was... they played Simon and Garfunkel. They played Paul Simon. You can call me Al. Sorry, I've got a pen that I'm clicking here. I do enjoy those sort of clickety-click mechanisms. And it was broadcast on the 13th of March 2018. That connects us to Nino Nardini, the Italian musician, under the auspices of the Roger Ensemble. It was a sort of group of... sort of erstwhile Italian library musicians, and this is one of those tracks that just blows you completely away, and probably wasn't available commercially at the time, although it should have been. This is called Afro Sin, and S-Y-N is sin. It's not like sin in Afro, but yeah, synthesizers and things like that. So enjoy. One can imagine somebody in a sort of music class being sort of punished by annotating that music. That was absolutely awesome. Nino Nardini from 1972, and that was Afro Sin. And, well, the connection between Nino Nardini and Fleetwood Mac is that that was called Afro Sin, and Mick Fleetwood's 1981 album, The Visitor, had Map of Africa on the front of it. That was that's about as good as it gets. I've got a message for Archie, he just sent me a message. I've been trying to text message, but queuing and texting at the same time is a bit dangerous for your health. Archie, I'd love to join you for a pint after the show, but me dog is going to be sort of writing a name in granite if I don't get home. So, yeah, next week, hopefully all being well. Young fella, me lad. Now, this is, well, as I say, Fleetwood Mac, because Mick Fleetwood had a massive map of Africa on his album, and that was Afro Sin. Didn't tell you the sort of connections were going to be that good tonight, but oh well. Ho, ho, ho.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to. Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to.
You know, Peter Green always says he likes that bit at the end a little bit better than the actual track, but I don't know, it's I'll call me a predictable traditionalist or whatever, but I quite like the beginning bit. That was Oh Well by Fleetwood Mac, Oh Well Part 1, Fleetwood Mac from 1969. And the connection is that Mick Fleetwood's The Visitor was on RCA Records and Tapes, as was David Bowie, who produced the 1973 album by the Stooges, Raw Power. Yeah, Raw Power, the group were, well, the Stooges were sort of in disarray. There was sort of a little bit of too much sherry trifle going on. It was a kind of will they, won't they release another album. And as happened with Mott the Hoople, Bowie saves. He was brought in sort of as the sort of hot shot of the day to get something out of this disarray. There's various mixes of this album, but I think the David Bowie one is the one that tends to sort of surface more than any others. There are Iggy Pop versions, but this is the very much the David Bowie version of this song, and oft overlooked on this album. In fact, you know what? I'm lying to you. That's the next song. This is actually big in Japan. Yeah, this is off Zoo Records, and featured a singer that had a sort of silver head, which was, you know, quite nice. Yeah, so just bear in mind what I said about the Stooges, because you'll hear them just after Big in Japan. But this is from 1978 on Zoo. It's called Suicide A Go-Go. Enjoy.
Yesterday?
Oh, yes, thank you, Dr. Young. It was splendid. We were lucky. The weather stayed fine all day. We parked the car in the market square. Then we walked round the city. The old buildings and the gardens looked beautiful.
Move so fast, move so fast, move a little misery.
we needed a bit of a nice hot chocolate after that one. That was Shake Appeal from the Stooges from 1973. Absolutely wonderful stuff. And a bit of a lump in my throat there. The connection is from the Stooges, and we're going to use Bowie as the connection to that, to the African musician Lantai Lamptey. Bit of a treat for you from 1974. Well, how do we connect it with David Bowie? Mr. K of Gyro Tepe was keen to point out that we needed to do that first. This is a connection in two thirds. There was an athlete called Bashir Lamptey who took part in the Bowie State University. What a name for a university. That is a university that exists, apparently. The Bowie State University track and field events. He was probably having a bit of a shake appeal of his own. This is from 1974, and it's, local name for it is Komite Kenam, and its sort of subtitle is Fish and Fungi, which I think it's fish and mushrooms, folks, but it's a bit of a culinary delight. Two things I really can't stand, but the music is something else.
Thank you.
radio station, episode... In this episode, we go back to 1978 and the documentary series Stevie Nicks Investigates. No, not that Stevie Nicks. Another Stevie Nicks who liked to find out about how things were made. This particular show saw him looking at the burgeoning independent music industry of the day and Doncaster and Big Toe Records.
All right, Stevie Nicks here. This morning, it's 4 o'clock and I'm outside Big Toe Records, which is a unassuming two up, two down in Doncaster, run by Graham Toe. Now, characteristic of the maverick nature of the business, he's got not a conventional doorbell, it's a honking horn just at the side of the door. So let's give it a honk.
All right. You, Stevie.
Aye, that's me.
You better come in then.
All right, Graham, can you tell me a bit about business?
Well, my name's Graham Toe, T-O-A, but it's pronounced Toe. So we were talking about making an independent record business because all moguls sort of control this industry and it's just not on.
Does it pose a challenge to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I run a pet shop on the side and at the moment I'm looking after, you know, no questions asked sort of thing, but I'm looking after 6 chihuahuas, a poodle and a Doberman. Also, I deal in guppies, so I've got people from north of England coming and looking at me guppies. So I have to have Mel running shop while I'm in London getting records pressed.
But she's not here yet, so I'm going to have to feed them this morning because they're not going to feed themselves. Just come through. Alright, that's it, Jemima. Come over here, that's it. Yeah, good girl, good girl.
Well, it's 4:17 and we're already in a Ford Transit van going down M1.
Aye, this is me, assistant Janice.
Hello.
And what's your role, Janice?
Well, Graham can be quite condescending at times to people, so I arbitrate if that happens.
And where's your first stop?
That's to Big Chris in Ilford. We have to go to him to get covers done for record.
I forgot to ask you, what's your roster like?
Well, we've got one band at the moment, the Partially Decimalised Fishmongers. And they've got a new single that we're pressing today called Central Business District.
Oh, it's exciting stuff then.
Aye.
It's 10:05 and we're already in Ilford.
Hello, Big Chris. What you got in mind for sleeve? Graham's not coming in today because he's feeling quite intimidatory.
Well, for the budget, I've got some sort of strengthened from crepe paper and they're all sort of purple. It's a nice purple cutter and going to print them in sort of black ink on purple. So you can't read it that well. So you have to look at it quite hard. Yeah, it's quite good that. And as a sort of gimmick, I thought what I'd do is I'd soak the paper in chip fat. That's sort of, you know, if they're sort of next to other records on the shelves, they're going to make them all greasy. I thought I might be making a statement because, you know, I know the Partially Decimalised Fishmongers are all for making a statement.
That sounds good, we'll take a lot.
Well, you tell that Graham to pay up, lad, or he'll be in the River Don with concrete wellies.
I don't much like your brusque tone, young man.
10:36, we've had to stop at Sidet Road for Graham to make a phone call to pet shop.
Right, Mel, how's it going, love?
Oh, Graham, glad you rang, love, because 1 or 2 hours has thrown up on the skirting board. It went on the floor and I could clean it, but the skirting board looks a bit stained.
Have a look in the fridge, there's some lard. Rub that on it and it'll sort of blend in. Tell you, 2 hours and pressing vinyl. Bit death of me.
It's 11:49 and we've arrived at Vinyl Vowels in Watford.
Well, it's a good break for me, this, because normally I do, like, private kids' records and stuff. Last one I did was a trip to the seaside with Evel Knievel, so doing an independent record is quite good fun, really.
Have you bought your own vinyl, Grey? Because I'm a bit short. Well, that were quick. It's 1:37. They've pressed about 200 copies, and we're on way back home now to Doncaster, and we're sticking Big Toe labels on as we go, and we're back home.
All right, Mel, love.
Hey, you got an order for 30 already.
Well, that's really good. We'll send them out to record shop.
Now guppies, you chump.
Double yellow lines means the parking's restricted. Lots of glue in the air cause the kids are addicted. But it don't bother me cause I'm not afflicted. I'm just hanging round in the central business district, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was pretty wonderful stuff. That's just caught me off guard there. Let's get a bit of background music, a bit of Bruno, Nikolai. Here we are. Lovely stuff. Well, what did we hear there? We had Funky Link 2, and that was from Keith Mansfield in Glorious Mono. It's one of them library records. And that was Les Baxter and Hogan Machine, or Hogan Machine. I think it's Hogan Machine. I don't know what a Hogan Machine is, but I don't know, probably use your imagination on that one. It's from one of those films, I think, with sort of people with pretty cheap suits on. Called Le Belle Fille, something like that, but it bizarrely came out on a single, and it's got a B-side. They're both about a minute long. You know, talk about value for money. The connection is to Laurie and the Chameleons, and Laurie and the Chameleons were on Zoo Records from Liverpool, and they brought out, I think, two singles. They were sort of ex Big in Japan, so when Big in Japan had sort of not being big in Japan, they sort of brought out a couple of records, and that was about it. This was the first one that was about a relationship. The guy died in Tokyo. It's about as much as I know about that. But from 1979, December 1979 to be specific, is Laurie and the Chameleons with its sister group, sort of Vanette and the Chameleons. from 1979. That was Laurie and the Chameleons and Touch. That was best Japanese accent I've ever heard. The connection is to Jack Bruce. Well, as I say, Laurie and the Chameleons were on Zoo Records. It was from Liverpool, and somebody had posted a post with Jack Bruce, Im of Cream, and Brian Wilson, and I think John Squire, one of the Squires anyway, in the cavern in Liverpool. And I thought, that can't be right. And it's actually pictures of them in the cavern in Liverpool. I mean, that's not to say they haven't played there, but I thought they were all there at the same time. This is from Jack Bruce album that came out in about 1970. It's got a rather tasty cover. It's got a couple of Dalmatians on it, and a sports car with a registration plate I like on it. And the album's called Things We Like. Presumably, Jack Bruce liked Dalmatians and sports cars, not in that particular order. This is it was a sort of modal, I think you call it modal, jazz album. It was like full on, really. And that's what I like about Jack Bruce. He was a very sort of prolific jazz musician. You know, he could do the doing Cream, and then he could knock out something like this, and all the rest of it. This is first track on side one of that album. This is called Over the Cliff. I've had a message from Mrs. J in Bessinger, Levant. She was poaching an egg to that music. It's very good egg poaching music too. I've tried scrambling them, but not poaching them to that, Mrs. J. That was, of course, Jack Bruce and Over the Cliff from 1970. Well, me forgetting this Tim Blookie record today is one of the weirdest... Well, makes for a sort of strange afternoon, because all my playlist is all over the place at the minute. You've got some Pearls Before Swine coming up, but in order to do that, I need to change the record. And so while I do that, you're going to listen to Roger Webb. Enjoy. Wild. lovely stuff from Roger Webb. That was from the album Vocal Patterns. And well, you lucky people, you're going to hear from Vinyl the group Pearls Before Swine. They were an American band that were around in the late 60s, and some say were some of the earliest samplers. They had I think Bugler Lamprey, who was from the Crimean War, what was the American one, the General Custer's Last Stand, something like that. He's sampled on here, but this is a sort of a slower number. This is from an Italian copy of this. It's got one of those nice little stamps on it that tells me it's all the way from Italy. Thanks to Archie for sending a recipe for fish and mushroom pie. Beautiful, just unfortunately not got mushroom for that. And Mrs. K of Dort Levant, all the Levants tonight, says, Tim, can you just settle a family dispute? Can you tell me that Spanish song that was named after DIY Tools? Viva Espana? Anyway, enough of that. Here's Pearls Before Swine and I Saw the World.
Like a toy, spinning like a toy. It seems so small compared to it all. So why don't you do joy? It all comes back again. It all comes back again. Everything you do returns at last to you. So why don't you do love? Why must you stand holding your own hand? Why won't you see me? Why won't you help me? Why won't you love me? Thank you.
was Charles Dumont from 1971 from one of those French films with some bloke standing on the back of a Citroën DS going Un kilo de pêche, voilà madame, or something like that, called Traffic with one F. It was the golden age of cinema, folks. Takes us back to our first artiste, our emergency artiste for tonight, Simon and Garfunkel. And this is a B-side of my emergency Simon and Garfunkel record. And, well, yeah, what can we say if you're on your own in New York and Art Garfunkel's gone filming Catch 22 and that's it, you know, everyone's left you. You're just sort of Billy No-Mates in the studio. You'd be the only living boy in New York. Take it, Paul. Simon and Garfunkel from 1970 and the only living boy in New York. All right, let's go round the houses. Just to pull that one down there, like that, like that, like that. Let's put some that's nice music. We started off with Simon and Garfunkel and Cecilia. you're down on my knees and all that sort of thing, etc., etc. Radio Sea Dragon, Pangaea Exploration, connected us somehow with Nino Nardini and Afro Sin from 1972. That, in turn, with a sort of African connection, connected us with Fleetwood Mac and Oh Well. Somehow, Fleetwood Mac went into Big in Japan and Suicide A Go-Go. Shake Appeal we had from the Stooges. Bashir Lampley ran at the Bowie State University track and field events. And we had Lamptey. Yeah, Lamptey, not Lampley. And that was Komi T. Kenam, Fish and Fungi, in brackets. We had that radio station thing. That it was the big toe records. It says here we had Moulin Rouge by Tim Buckley, but we didn't. We had Funky Jam number two, I think, by Keith Mansfield. Les Baxter, Hogan Machine. From here on in, it's just a complete mess, let me tell you. Hogan Machine from 1969. Jack Bruce, he was there somewhere, Over the Cliff, from 1970. Laurie and the Chameleons and Touch from 1979. Pearls Before Swine from 1968, I Saw the World. And The Only Living Boy, Charles Drummond, that's it, and Charles Dumont, that's the one, and Maria from Maria Part 3, sorry, Version 3, get it right, third time, from 1971, and we finished off with The Only Living Boy in New York. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you've enjoyed it a quarter as much as I've enjoyed it, then I've enjoyed it four times as much as you. Join us next week. I think we've got a guest next week, I'm not sure, but join us next week, and until then, tune in for Simon's show, and keep safe, keep warm, keep connected, and stay dry. Take care, and good night.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.